Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Rico Bronya's presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the amazing Rico Bronya podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Rico Bronya. It is a drive home edition of the Rico as the New York Mets stunningly, and I admit stunningly, go on a 13-0 unanswered run and shellack the Philadelphia Phillies by a final score of 13-3 at Citi Field. The reason I say stunned, and maybe I shouldn't be, because this has been an offense that has really clicked over the last couple of weeks, so I guess I shouldn't be stunned that they went out and scored a lot of runs. But I think what really surprised me is I get to Citi Field, and I get there a little bit late because, you know, I'm driving over from the middle of Manhattan. There's a little bit of U.S. Open traffic, which I'm sure plenty of people had to deal with if you went out to Citi Field on this Monday night. And I show up to Citi Field, and before my ass is in my seat, the Mets are trailing 1-0. And I saw it on my phone as I was walking in, racing to make first pitch, even though I kind of knew I wasn't going to make first pitch. But Kodai Senga gives up a screamer to Trey Turner. Tyrone Taylor, playing center field, makes the ill-advised let me try to make a Superman catch he had no chance to make. Ball bounces around. I thought he was going to get an inside the park home run, but great, they hold him to a triple. And credit to Kyle Schwarber, hits the ball on the ground. Boom, it's 1-0. And maybe it's because I never actually saw the run score as I sat down in my seat as the top of the first inning was ending. But it just felt, and clearly I felt incorrectly, that Christopher Sanchez was going to be in command. You know, he gets through the first inning after the miscue by Trey Turner, and the Mets don't take advantage of that miscue. They do nothing in the second. They do nothing in the third. I'll get into Kodai Senga's troubles in a little bit, which we predicted on the Rico, unfortunately, the other day. But it felt down 3-0 that the glass jaw Mets were not going to respond. That's how I felt. And I will gladly take my losses, especially when they're good losses, when they're fun losses, because I'd rather be dead wrong about a feeling I had in a game, but happy as I drive home from Citi Field versus the opposite. But you got to admit, did you not feel down 3-0 after Kodai Senga gives up that two-run RBI hit to, was it Alec Bohm? I think it was Alec Bohm right after he struck out JT Realmuto, and it looked like maybe he was going to get through that shaky third inning. Did it not feel like 3-0 was 10-0? That's the way it felt for me. And look, Christopher Sanchez has had a good year. The Mets have had their issues against lefties. I don't know. Maybe it's because they had an opportunity in the first inning on the Turner error and they didn't take advantage of it at all. But I'm sitting there in my seat at Citi Field. My shoulders are slumped. I thought the Mets weren't going to respond. I thought down 3-0 against a tough cookie like Sanchez, with Sanger really struggling, I wanted the bullpen ready to go in the third inning. I was ready to have that bullpen active early. Because to me, Kodai Sanger didn't fool anybody, and I'll get to that in a few minutes. But I just didn't expect, and gladly I'm wrong, I just didn't expect the Mets to respond the way they did. And when you really think about the rally that came back to tie the game, it sort of came out of nowhere because you get the Starling Marte double play right after Juan Soto drew the leadoff walk. And so immediately you have a rally that short-circuited on a double play, and Pete Alonso comes through with a hit. And I know what you're all thinking. Oh, great. Now you come through with a hit, Pete. And the rally seemed, or at least felt, like it just kind of came out of nowhere. And we've seen this a lot from the Met offense over the last few weeks as they've scored more runs. They have been great with the two-out rally. And we see Mark Vientos rip an RBI double. We see Jeff McNeil come through with an RBI single. I'm going to get all these hits confused. I apologize, because I am driving on the drive home, Rico, and I'm very responsible. I do not drive and score at the same time. Though there was that one time I did drive and score, but that's a story for another day. So I got my book in front of me, but Luis Torrens has a monster game with the five RBIs, including that rope double and then the opposite field home run. But it really felt like the offensive explosion sort of came out of nowhere. And there were so many encouraging signs from this offensive explosion. Not only does Mark Vientos continue to mash, and I don't think there's any question he is back to being an everyday player. I think what Mendy's got to balance right now is, does he play third base? Does he DH? Because Starling Marte certainly has made a case to be in this lineup a lot. Brett Beatty has made the case to be a lineup a lot. I think the odd man out is obviously Ronnie Mauricio and could eventually be Cedric Mullins. I think the Mets are going to have to think long and hard about Jeff McNeil playing more center field. Now, Tyrone Taylor, to his credit, was also in on the hits parade. And I think Taylor is starting to kind of put his neck up again, putting his head above water to say, hey, don't forget about me. You know, you guys acquired Cedric Mullins, who for the most part has underperformed. And oh, by the way, I'm a better defensive center fielder. Don't just ignore me. So I think Taylor is certainly going to make a bid for more playing time. But I think what was so cool about these 13 runs, the unanswered 13 runs, was A, it felt like it came out of nowhere with two outs and nobody on in the third or fourth inning. I'm trying to remember when the rally was. But they kept piling on. And how many times have we seen this Met offense score a bunch of runs and then do nothing? And while they did make 4-3 hold up, when they took the 4-3 lead, I'm mapping out the bullpen. I'm seeing, all right, I guess he's going to go to Helsley in a high leverage spot. He's not going to ask Diaz for six outs, I don't think. I was trying to map out how they were going to hold on to this one-run lead. But the offense made it easy, which you're allowed to do sometimes. Go out, score a crap ton of runs, and make Carlos Mendoza's bullpen management job a lot easier. And he was able to do that. But the other encouraging thing is who produced. You know, Francisco Lindor went 0-for-6, and there's something kind of cool about that. The fact that Francisco Lindor, who has usually been the engine of this Met offense, they go when Lindor goes. The fact that he went 0-for-6 and the Mets scored 13 runs is pretty cool. Luis Torrens contributing huge in the bottom of the order. Tyrone Taylor getting on base a bunch of times. We mentioned Mark Vientos coming through with a few extra base hits as he's continued his rampage. Starling Marte was very productive. And Juan Soto does something, and this is why I never wanted to minimize this, even when Soto wasn't coming through in the biggest of moments. I never want to minimize walks. Because how many times has Juan Soto either been right in the middle of a rally or started a rally because he draws more walks than anybody in baseball? So, look, my complaints are my complaints. I have confidence that Juan Soto, and we've seen it over the last month, like he's been better with runners in scoring position. There's no doubt. Even if we're waiting on the, you know, signature Juan Soto moment, one thing that should not be ignored, should not be
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You know, put down is not a big deal. Is all of those walks, all those rallies he's a part of starting is big. And we saw that continue in this game. We even saw Soto get caught stealing when his little jump move was read perfectly by Christopher Sanchez. But the reason you keep yourself in a rundown and then you just try your hardest when you have that brief rundown to steal the second base is because you never know. Force the Phillies to make a miscue. And Bryson Stott kind of made one by not holding onto that baseball. So it was really encouraging top to bottom to see what the offense was able to do.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Who's your pick for the crown? You think it'll be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes? Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? You going Eagles? You going Chiefs? You going someone else? You could also parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start playing your futures bets now, because Future Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. And I'm thinking quarterback, and I'm thinking it ends up back in the hands of Patrick Mahomes. Crown your champion in August. Baltimore, anyone? Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your future bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states for Kansas in affiliation with Kansas Star Casino, or 18 plus and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG or call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chatin, Connecticut, or visit mdgamblinghelp.com. org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
They have hit a lot, and I know that there are certain games like the game against Atlanta on Sunday, which was so annoying and so discouraging and kind of ruined the feel of the road trip and what they did in Atlanta, where you can point to the offense no-showing, and I did, certainly on the Rico Bronya episode 535. But this has been an offense, credit needs to be given, that has been really good for a few weeks now. And they're capable of putting up an absurd amount of runs, doing so against a starting pitcher that came in with a 2.5 ERA, and then touching up the Philly bullpen, mainly Jordan Romano, who stinks. I was wrong suggesting the Mets should get Jordan Romano during the offseason after the Blue Jays non-tendered him But we saw old friend David Robertson. Just a great effort all around by the offense. As far as Senga's concerned, he shouldn't have made this start. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't love the fact that the Mets have babied Kodai Senga since the moment he's gotten here by not allowing him to pitch very often on regular rest. Because the Mets haven't committed to it, they only did it four times in his rookie season. Obviously, he barely pitched last year, so that doesn't count. And this year, he hadn't done it. I did not like the idea of asking a pitcher who is struggling, which Kodai Senga has been doing, to do something he hasn't done in 2 years. It was a recipe for disaster. It's why my FanDuel pick was right. I didn't want to be right. The under on innings pitched, because he was only able to last the four innings, the four-plus innings, before Carlos Mendoza mercifully said, all right, I got to go to the bullpen. But look, here's where I'm at with Senga, because I know there are a lot of Met fans that are looking at his performances off the injured list, and they're wondering, is he any good? Is he healthy? What's the issue with Kodai Senga? I'm not fully giving up on him. I don't think the Mets can give up on him, so it's not like they are in this luxurious spot to send him to the bullpen, nor would I. I think what you've got to do, though, and this is why I thought it was such a mistake starting him on 4 days rest, is I think you got to put him in a better position to succeed. So even though he hasn't been good with the extra day, don't ask him to do something he hasn't done all year. Now, Kodai Senga got bailed out. He got bailed out because, A, his struggles could have been far worse. Like, he gives up the leadoff triple to Trey Turner, returns into a run. He was able to make some big pitches so that instead of being down 3-0, it could have been far worse. He was also fortunate that the bullpen was unbelievable. I mean, here's Jose Castillo, who the Mets have DFA'd multiple times, but they bring him back because of this injury to Reed Garrett. Here is the rest of the bullpen. I mean, Tyler Rogers was great. Brooks Raley was great. You know, even Ryan Stanek didn't give up a run. The Met bullpen went out and pitched five hitless innings. Five hitless innings. There was one base runner against the Met bullpen, and it didn't come until the ninth inning when Ryan Stanek is walking a guy, which cannot happen with a 10-run lead. So great work by Jose Castillo, who comes in immediately, gets a big double play, and then has to fight through that stupid delay because Alec Bohm is a big crybaby bitch. Excuse my language. Here's what I saw sitting in my seat. I saw Alec Bohm bouncing with double play. It happens. I then see him kind of whine, wave his hand a little bit. I don't know what he's waving his hand about. For a second, I thought, is he complaining for catcher's interference? Which would be just out of luck. I mean, if there was a catcher's interference, it goes from two outs, nobody on, to 2-1 and nobody out. I couldn't name anything possibly worse than that scenario. But he complains about something in the batter's eye. And me and my friend quickly noticed that there appears to be a boom mic or a circular microphone in center field. I think that microphone has been there all year long. I think Alec Bohm was so pissed off he bounced into a double play against a crappy pitcher like Jose Castillo. He needed to whine about something. So, fine. You can whine about it. They took the boom out, the mic away. But I'm sitting there for 15 minutes. And listen, I love going to Met games, but enough. I don't need to see the kiss cam again. Let's go. So
now,
I won't be able to hear you, but say what you got to say, and I'm sure the audience will appreciate whatever you're about to say about this situation. I'll try to hear. So,
Alec Bohm is a bitch, is a loser, and he clearly is hurt, by the way, too, which I don't really care about. But those boom mics have been up since last May. We're talking about over a year. And he's they're bitching now? Come on, dude.
Yeah, that's some minor league stuff. And not only that, if it's been up here since last year, you're the Phillies. You play at Citi Field plenty. Remember you got swept by the Mets earlier this season back in April? And last year you faced the Mets in the postseason? I know Alec Bohm was being benched for parts of that postseason. So it's actually weirder that complaint would come from a division rival, only because the division rival would be used to whatever happens in that ballpark. But either way, Jose Castillo deserves credit for this. He stands there on the mound, throws some warm-up pitches. Then I think he goes back to the dugout. Then he comes back, throws some more warm-up pitches, and very calmly, on the first pitch, which I thought was hysterical, gets the out to end the inning. So I don't know how long Jose Castillo is going to be here. The Mets obviously have two, I don't want to say excellent left-handed relievers, but two pretty good left-handed relievers in Gregory Soto and Brooks Raley. Raley had the one bad outing against the Mariners last week. Outside of that, the guy's been awesome coming back from Tommy John surgery. So I don't know how long Jose Castillo is going to last. He'll always have the Rico I'm the Man Now Star of the Series Award that he won a few months ago. But he did a great job. And for this game, I could certainly argue he is the star of the series or star of this game. I don't know if it's going to be enough to get him another Rico I'm the Man Now Star of the Series with all the absurd offensive numbers that were put up in this game. But he did a great job. And as did Tyler Rogers, as did Brooks Raley. Then you get Ryan Helsley. And I tweeted the video out. I'm not sure if they showed it on the SNY broadcast. If I'm Ryan Helsley, and I've been throwing batting practice since the day I got here, I cannot come out to the mound with the Hells Bells and the lights and the fire and the crazy intro that he got in St. Louis and he still has gotten here. I can't do that when I pitched to a 9 ERA with the Mets. So I put this on the Mets scoreboard operators, but I also put this on Ryan Helsley. You got to tell them to stop this crap. Now, to Helsley's credit, he did pitch a 1-2-3 inning. It was not easy. The first ball was smoked. I think that was off the bat of JT Realmuto, if memory serves correct. He did get a strikeout to end the 1-2-3 inning, but there was some hard contact against him. Hopefully they have fixed the tipping of pitches or whatever has besmirched him since his time here. But until Ryan Helsley straightens himself out on a consistent basis, I'm sorry, and maybe I'm being a nitpicker, you can't be coming out to the Hells Bells crap. Can't happen. But look, it was a scoreless inning. You take that positive, you move on. And really, the positive I take out of this win, and I'm not going to get delusional and tell you the division's in play. It's realistically not. You know, even if they swept Philadelphia, they'd still be four games back. There's a long way to go in terms of making up this kind of ground. I also don't think the Phillies are going to extendly slump, if you will. I don't see them losing 18 out of 23. So I'm just being fair about what the math says. But the reason why, despite all that, despite the fact the NL East is over, there's a few reasons why this was a really, really good win. Number one, the response to the glass jaw. They're down 3-0. They take a punch from the Philly offense. They take a punch from a very non-competitive start by Kodai Senga. And they answered the bell. So, number one, great job by this Met offense in responding. Number two, they have continued to play really well against Philadelphia. You know, they are now 5 out of 7 against the Phillies. And the two losses that they suffered were really in the midst of some of the worst baseball they've played all year. Now, to be fair, the three wins they got when they swept them was while they were playing their best baseball. So I get it evens itself out. But they've played the Phillies very well. They played them well last year, beating them, of course, in the division series. And they've really played them well over the years, which is why I think a lot of Met fans have a confidence against the Phillies. They're not intimidated by the Phillies, especially with the injury to Zach Wheeler. Zach is intimidating. I did not want to deal with a Game 5 Zach Wheeler last year. Luckily, the Mets got the job done in Game 4. And unfortunately for Zach, he is done for the season. And I do genuinely wish him all the best. It sucks. Thoracic outlet syndrome, we certainly know from the Matt Harvey stuff, is not good. But to get a victory against the Phillies, to bounce back from a bad loss to Atlanta, and now, especially if they can continue to build on this, they have now put together a little bit of a stretch. I know they lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals mixed into this, which was the ultimate kick in the balls. But the 2 against Seattle, the 1 against Washington, the 2 against Atlanta, the 1 against Philadelphia. Let me do some quick math. That would make them 6 out of their last 9, if my math is correct. Now, it's small. They got a long way to go. I want to see not a run of good 9 games, but this team go on a extended run, really throughout the regular season, considering their bad runs started in the middle of June. But you are starting to see them score a lot of runs. Certainly a great effort by the bullpen. I think Nolan McLean has given them a huge spark, who I cannot wait to see Wednesday night when he makes his second Citi Field start. And that is going to be interesting. third start of his career. The Phillies, which, you know, they have a hell of a lineup on paper. Big game, you know, big atmosphere at Citi Field. I think that's going to be a great, great test for Nolan McLean that I can't wait to see. But a really good win. And we're allowed to say that. That doesn't mean I'm popping champagne or the divisional race is back on. But that's a good win. And Met fans, sometimes it's okay to be happy and feel good about yourself that you won a freaking baseball game. Now, they got to keep it going. Kodai Senga still has a lot of questions going into his next start, which I assume they'll give him an extra day on. So if they do that, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that'd be Sunday. So if they can insert a sixth starter, which they should, we're looking at Senga Sunday afternoon against Miami. I absolutely think they should insert a sixth starter. It's not going to be Tyler McGill, at least for now, because he's scheduled to make a rehab start later in the week. It really should be Brandon Sproat. And, you know, we talked the other day about Sproat moving to the bullpen and the fact that they did that in his AAA start, and there's a few ways they can go with this. Number one, he could piggyback one of the starters that doesn't go deep into games. Kodai Senga is certainly a candidate. Shaw Manaea is a candidate. So you can do that. And the other option is, which I don't love as much, and I don't know if you suggested this, I've not suggested it, but mentioned it as a possibility, and that is the idea that they would use him as a bulk pitcher upon being called up. That they would start a Gregory Soto or a Waskar Brazoban or a Brooks Raley and then go to Brandon Sproat from the second inning on. We saw them do that with Blade Tidwell. We've obviously seen them do that a few times. I don't necessarily love doing that with Brandon Sproat. Like, I'm okay with having him piggyback a starter that's not going deep into games, especially if that trend continues from Shaun Manaea on Tuesday. I don't know if I'd mess around and make him a bulk guy. Just let him start. You know what I mean? Just let him start the freaking game. But either way, we'll keep an eye on that. Really good victory. And I'm happy. And I'm going to drive home. I'm going to eat some food. And I'm going to hope the Cincinnati Reds lose. But either way, we appreciate you downloading the Rico Brogna. Remember to subscribe. You never know when we're going to pop in with a drive home Rico. We will have a series recap Rico on Wednesday night / Thursday morning, depending on if you consume it live on YouTube or you download the podcast wherever you download your podcast. But thank you for driving home with me on a happy drive home edition of Rico Brogna.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Brogna podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Rico Brogna is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.